it that much, it will facilitate the much more efficient appointment of judges to the lower court. And I'm sure President Trump and his assistants are already drawing up lists of judges for those courts. And I think it will make a difference in terms of facilitating judges on those courts. But again, as far as the lower courts go, that's a rule change that Senator Reid and Senator Schumer made 3 years ago to confirm President Obama's judges.
Yes, the Reid rule. And I don't think people on the right have spent enough time talking about that fact, that if Senator Reid hadn't said you no longer need a 60-vote majority to change the rules, a simple majority will let you change the rules, he put every rule at risk by doing that. And there was a decision the Democrats made, and they cheered. And I also think it's important to remind people that as recently as October, Senator Reid was saying that if the Republicans tried to cause any trouble, that they would get rid of the filibuster for the Supreme Court just like that. And he snapped his fingers. And so we were headed here anyway. The question is this good news or bad news for conservatives?
I would say that the fight over judicial nominations, the filibustering of lower court judges dating back to the early Bush 43 years, and what's unfolded since then, it's not a happy sight, obviously. As somebody who believes in constitutional institutions, I'm always sorry to see these things degrade over time.
Right.
It's nothing to celebrate, but the fact remains that the benefit of recognizing and formally acknowledging the change that's happened, it will allow good conservative judges to be appointed to the courts. One of my concerns was that Republicans would not follow through on this, and in fact, that they might even reinstate the rules that Reid and Schumer got rid of, which would mean that effectively Republicans would face a higher standard in the Senate for getting their judges through than Democrats would. And that's just fundamentally unfair. It's unilateral disarmament. And so in that respect, conservatives should be happy. But again, this all begins with a couple of very sad incidents. One is the radical change of the judicial confirmation process, beginning with the Bork nomination. And then in 2003, Senator Schumer and others deciding to start filibustering many judicial nominations, including some non-controversial ones. And I'd like to say that I think Senator Schumer sowed the wind in 2003, and now he reaps the whirlwind.